Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
As those classified ads in the newspapers say, wanted, more satisfying meals for less money. And seriously, the answer to that question is as easy as saying,
tut tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And that's it. That's just what you say if you'd like to serve more satisfying meals for less money. Good butternut bread. Butternut helps you serve those more satisfying meals because butternut is so rich and satisfying itself. Smooth, creamy, and good-flavored. You don't have to work so hard to serve a meal your family will like. And you don't have to spend as much money either. Because butternut is so satisfying and nutritious, too. You just naturally don't have to buy and serve so many additional items. So for more satisfying meals for less money, put butternut bread in your bread box. It's the only loaf at your store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Death Gun. On Good Friday, April 14th, 1865, during a performance of Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C., a shot rang out which reverberated around the world. The gun which assassinated President Abraham Lincoln was a .41 caliber double-barrel Derringer. 10 years later, its lethal use was widespread on the frontier of our West by gamblers, gunmen, and grifters. In fact, anyone who had need of a hideout gun. Such a gun is now in the possession of one of the cowboys of the huge Circle D outfit as it readies for the annual trail drive to Abilene.
All right, stop busting them horses into Bermuda. They got 1,000 miles of trail ahead of them.
Okay, hold it. Hey, you sent for me, Colonel?
Yeah, Tracy, I've been meaning to tell you before.
Now, tell me what, Colonel?
Well, it's about my boy, Jesse. He's 20 and old enough to take on serious responsibility. I want him to be trail boss this trip, Tracy.
What's the matter? Ain't I been doing a good enough job for you for the past 10 years?
Tracy, of course you have. It's just that I want my boy to shoulder the responsibility. I still need you to sort of second him.
Second him, eh?
You'll be drawing trail boss wages and share, Tracy, just like you always done.
I don't second nobody, Carl. I ain't a wet nurse.
Now, see here, you know I don't mean for you to... Oh, you know what I mean, Tracy. We've been together too long for this kind of nonsense.
It may be nonsense to you. It ain't to me. If it weren't for the fact I already signed on, I'd roll up my bedroll and move on.
A man's got a right to have his own
son. A man's got a right to do what he wants. I'll see you later. Come on, horse.
Hey, Trace! No, blast it all. Hey, that's Jesse riding that Roman old sorrel. Jesse! You get off that sun-fishing critter! Well, I'll be dead burned. Why, he's giving that broom tail a ride. Yee-hoo! Stick with it, Jesse, boy! Jesse! Jesse! Help him up. What's the matter with him?
That sounded like a gunshot.
Hey, you're ding-dang tooting. It was a gunshot.
Come over, boys.
Hey,
wait for Carl.
Yeah, right.
Jesse. Oh, just the wind knocked out of him. Jesse, boy, you'll be all right.
Well,
won't you, boy?
Somebody do something about that bullet wound in his back.
He don't seem to be stirring. I'm afraid...
Bullet? But why? Jesse, boy... Boy.
He's dead, Carl. Carrying on won't bring him back.
Yeah, he's dead. And I know it. And we all know one of you hombres murdered him. Well, you won't get away with it. By all the things in heaven and earth, you ain't going to get away with it.
Soon get to the Circle D Ranch, Cisco, huh?
Si, Pancho. It'll be a pleasure to see Senor Carl Crawford and his boy Jesse again.
Oh, si, si. Hey, that boy Jesse, he a young hombre by now, Cisco, I think.
Si, si, that is right. He must be about 20 years old now.
Si, si. Remember the last time we here, he tried to do everything and to be just like you, Cisco, huh?
I remember only too well. He was always trying to ride the broncos they were getting ready for the trail drive.
Si. This is about the same time of the year, no, Cisco?
Si. Circle D must be getting ready for a trail drive again.
Oh, maybe we'll ride with him for a part of the way this time, huh, Cisco?
That's a very good idea, Pancho.
Si.
We can stay with them until they get to the Canadian River. Then we will head west.
Oh,
there,
look, Cisco. That caballo, he run like a wild bronco.
See, he carries a saddle and a hackamore, but no rider. I think we better pick him up, Pancho.
As soon as Pancho build a loop in the rope.
Up the other, come on! Swing around the offside of the horse. We'll make him run toward me.
Pancho, do this, Chico.
Now, Diablo. Wait up, Pancho! Easy, Blanco, easy. Oh, steady, steady, Blanco.
You think he already turned out long?
Who knows? He wears a Circle D brand and there.
Oh, here come some of the Circle D riders after him.
I do not see young Senor Jesse, do you?
No, Pancho, not see him neither.
Howdy, Cisco. Pancho.
Buenos dias, Señor Tracy. Buenos dias, hombres.
Buenos dias.
I don't know whether to be glad or not that you caught that hammer-headed sword.
Oh, he pretty wild, no?
Yeah, he will be, unless I ride him here and now.
Well, why now?
Jesse was riding him and didn't finish the
ride. Oh, he get bucked off.
That's what this bronc probably thinks. No, Pancho, he was shot in the back and fell off.
Shot in the back?
Madre mia.
Yeah, that's right, Cisco.
Who did it?
We don't know.
Is young Senor Jesse dead?
Yeah.
Ay, that bad. Where's Senor Carl?
Back at the ranch.
No, he not. That him coming now.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, that's the boss.
That's mighty peculiar. I didn't think he'd leave Jesse at a time like this.
Would a couple of you hombres dab a loop on this Mustang?
Sure thing, Cisco.
Why don't you get your rope on the bronco, Cisco?
You
know what the others got him?
Gracias, Chico. Why not tie the Mustang to the tree over there,
huh? Eh? Hey, ain't that a rifle in Carl's hands?
Hold on!
Cisco, Pancho.
We have heard about young Senor Jesse. I cannot tell you how sorry I am.
Oh, Pancho, mucho sorry, too, Senor Carl.
No amount of being sorry is going to bring him back. But I'm to take care of the two things that put him in his grave.
What do you mean, Senor Carl?
That jug-headed broom-tailed Jesse was riding when he was shot, and the skunk who shot him. Now, first that bronc. Now, stand aside, boys.
Un momento, Senor Carl. I can understand your righteous anger at the caballo, but shooting it will accomplish nothing.
Oh, get out of my way, Cisco. I'm sorry, Cisco. I know you're right. It's only my anger talking.
I am interested in what you said about the skunk who shot young Jesse. Do you know who did it?
Well, no, not really. That was only my anger, too, I reckon.
Well, Cisco, find out who the yellow coyote would do it, Senor Carl.
By thunder, if anybody could, it's Cisco.
That means this Circle D ain't gonna make the trail drive. It's all right with me. And just as soon draw my time and drift.
That's the kind of talk I'd expect to hear from my son's murderer, Tracy.
Why, you...
That's so fast.
Hold up.
Take it easy. Senor Carl's accusation is understandable at a time like this.
Well, don't excuse
him. It does seem possible that a killer would like to leave the rancho, does it not, Senor Tracy?
Does to me.
Well, suppose it does. Are you accusing me of that murder?
When I am ready to accuse the killer, I will do it with more than words.
And then, Maverick, you land behind the bars.
Now, the only way to keep this crew together is go ahead with the trail drive.
Right, Senor Carl. Pancho and I will go along. In my opinion, whoever tries to quit admits his guilt.
Now, Cisco, I'm asking you to ramrod this bunch. I won't let you refuse. Now, please.
That's the second time today, Carl. First with your boy, and now with the Cisco kid.
Under the circumstances, Senor Carl's action is justified, Senor Tracy.
Cisco, that means you'll accept the job.
Si, Senor Carl. Your cattle will be delivered to the buyer in Abilene, and the killer of your son, Jesse, will be delivered to the law.
Take it easy with that coffee, Malapai. This tin cup gets awful hot.
Oh, don't you start in, Barney Midland. In the past week that we've been on the trail, I've heard enough grumbling and griping from this outfit to last me the rest of my life.
Horses and the cattle know it, too. They're as buzzy as flies around a barrel of molasses. Hey, you keep on banging them pans around, you'll start a stampede, sure shooting.
I don't tell you how to wrangle horses, Barney. You let me tend to my own work. I'll take care of the cooking.
I reckon if you'd been tending to nothing but the cooking, we all might be better off. Especially young Jesse.
Yep.
Sure is good coffee, Malapai.
What do you mean about young Jesse?
He's dead, ain't he? I saw you shoot him, Malapai.
Yep. You what?
You heard right. I said just what you thought I did.
If you witnessed it, why didn't you speak up before?
Because I can't figure why. All week I've been wondering. Why'd you do it?
Well, you see, Barney, Ouch! This blasted boot of mine is so tight.
Don't try it, Malapai.
Yep.
I know you got that little derringer holstered inside your boot. If you try to draw it, I'll drill you.
Yeah, and I suppose if you were going to say anything about this to anyone else, you'd have already done it.
That's right.
Oh, there ain't much else I can do except to come clean with you.
That's using your head.
Well, I'm getting on in years. For not too long, I may not be able to wrangle a chuck wagon and rustle up chow.
What's that got to do with Jesse?
Hearing about him taking over as trail boss reminded me he'll be inheriting the Circle D instead of me.
Instead of you?
That's right. Before Jess was born, before Carl was even married, there was an agreement signed between Carl and me. Whichever of us died first, the other was to inherit everything.
Inherit the whole Circle D, eh? And I thought Carl bought you out when he got married.
So what if he did? I still got a signed copy of that agreement. And according to the law, it holds good. If I'm the last one left alive...
Why, you grizzled old mossback, you're about as law-abiding as I am.
I'll need a young fella like you to help me run things, Barney.
I'll do much better if I'm your partner.
You never will be, unless I get rid of Carl and that blasted Cisco kid.
Hey, maybe you can do it now. Easy.
How?
Cisco, Pancho, and Carl are bedded down over yonder, not far from where that Nighthawk's riding.
A stampede? By thunder, if them cattle was to stampede right now, they'd trample them three to death.
You got a whole chuck wagon full of pans, Malapai. If they was to get upset, it could pass as an accident.
Oh, you're gonna be a good partner, Barney. We'll be in business after these pans roll, and Carl, Cisco, and Pancho are dead.
Then don't wait no more. Let them roll!
And it may be that the thundering death of stampeding hooves will wipe out the lives of Carl, Pancho, and Cisco. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Have you tried a Welch rarebit lately? Try it soon with grilled tomato, hard-cooked eggs. And of course, to top it off, add that finishing touch. Serve it over slices of rich, golden, crisp butternut toast. Good butternut bread always makes the toast that's good. In fact, any way, any time you serve butternut, you'll like it. For sandwiches, for toast, or fresh from the wrapper with your meals. Butternut is always tender, tempting, and always fresh. It's always nutritious, too. Good for the family. You see, butternut is blended from the finest, freshest, highly nourishing ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. Yes, make a point to make butternut a feature in more meals more often. When you buy bread, insist on...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The only loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Good butternut bread. Good flavored and good for you.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Death Gun. When Cisco and Pancho come to visit their old friend Carl Crawford, they learn his son Jesse has been murdered. Realizing that the killer has to be one of the crew embarking on a cattle drive, Cisco accepts Carl's offer to boss the outfit after the foreman Tracy acts in a suspicious manner. Unknown to any of them, Barney Medlin, the horse wrangler, has seen Malapai Hastings shoot Jesse. When he informs Malapai of this, the two join forces and plot to dispose of Cisco, Pancho, and Carl by a cattle stampede in which they will be trampled to death. Now.
Say, Carl. Pancho, get up.
Well, what is this, Cisco?
Tarnation.
Andale, get on your horses and found us. The cattle.
Oh, madre mia. Oh, Pancho, get the saddle and loco.
You ain't got the time. Forget the saddle. And forget about your boots, Pancho. You'll never live to put them on.
Come on, Pancho. I'll boost you up on loco.
Oh, Pancho, help.
Come on. There. Huh? Now, see if you can round up the other drovers to help turn the herd. Get out, get
out. Oh, loco, go.
Yeah. Steady, Diablo. Bueno. What do you want, boys? Ride to the chuck wagon and warn the cook, just in case we cannot turn the herd. Up, Diablo, get out. Santos, that herd is closer than I thought. Now, Diablo, faster. Yeah, yeah.
That Cisco kid must have nine lives. I thought sure and cattle would get him.
Well, they didn't. He's alive and that herd's under control. You better get away from here, Barney.
Yeah, Malapai, I reckon I better have. We'll do what we set out to yet. Still a heap of trail between us and Abilene. Hey, here they come.
Yeah, that loudmouthed idiot. He'll never see the light of day in Abilene if I can help it.
Ho, ho, ho! Coffee's ready. Help yourselves. I'll have some hot biscuits in a couple of minutes.
Gracias, Señor Malapai.
Oh, Pancho, very hungry after chasing those cattles.
Hey, me too.
Un momento, hombres. Un momento. The two hombres holding their herd with Señor Carl will hear what I have to say later. The rest of you hear me.
We can't hold till later. All of us are plenty tired.
Quieto! Tonight's stampede was no more of an accident than the other troubles which have occurred since we started this drive.
You saying somebody started that stampede on purpose?
Right.
Pancho thinks so, too.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm fed up with the way everybody's suspicious. You got every hombre in this outfit acting as if the man standing next to him is a killer.
One of you is the killer.
Well, either point him out or shut up about it. We're tired of being needled.
Pancho only hear you yapping. You Tracy Coyote. Pancho think it cause you the guilty one.
I'll show you who's guilty.
Yeah, you maverick. Take a punch at Pancho, will you?
Yeah, now for you, Cisco. You've been asking for this since we started.
You are wrong, Tracy. You are the one who's been looking for trouble. And now you have found it.
He find more trouble than what he looked for, this sidewinder.
Up on your feet, Tracy.
Where is the dagger? The gun you used on young Señor Jesse.
Let me go. As loco as them stampeding cattle if you think I killed him. I never owned a derringer. You can search me.
Go ahead, Pancho. Search him.
See, si, Cisco. No little hideout gone.
This does not mean you are in the clear, Tracy. And as for the rest of you, I know the killer of young Jesse still has that gun. He thinks he needs it for protection, and he is right. Now listen to me, killer. You have to use that death gun on me, or it will put you behind bars.
Hey,
Cisco, I'm as sure that Tracy didn't kill Jesse as I am that he deserved the beating you gave him.
Well, what makes you so sure, Senor Carr?
When I accused Tracy, it was out of anger. Now, I just know it wasn't him.
Well, I do not think it was Tracy either, Senor Carr.
But you asked me if
I want to know what you really think of that hombre. I think he would not act so guilty if he really were.
Well, I tell you, it's a cinch he didn't set off that stampede. Now, Red told me that...
Who is Red?
The Nighthawk, that horse wrangler, Barney Medlin's helper. Now, there he is back there with the Remuda.
What did he tell you?
Well, I'll have him tell you himself. Hey, Red! Come here!
All right, take it easy. Slow down. Take no chance on anything upsetting the herd again.
Whoa. Hey, you want me, Mr. Crawford?
Yeah, Red, nah. You tell Cisco what you told me last night while we was holding that herd.
You mean while he was having that fight with Tracy?
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned that when I rode up to warn Malapi about the stampede, just like you told me to, Cisco, he was picking up pots and pans. He said it was an accident that they got loose and began the stampede.
An accident?
Yeah, I figured he already told you about it. Anything wrong, Cisco?
No, nothing wrong. Malapi probably forgot to mention it. Gracias, Senor Ed. Better get back to the Remuda.
Yeah, sure thing, Cisco. Get up!
Wait a minute, Cisco. You don't suspect Malapi. Why, him and me, we was partners before I got married.
See, I know that. And you bought him out, right?
That's right. I paid him cash for his share.
What happened to his money? Why did he come back here to work for you?
Malapi tried to set up as a riverboat gambler. He shipped all the way from St. Louis to New Orleans. Lost all his stake and he come back to work for me. Why, I even sent him fare for the trip home.
A riverboat gambler, huh?
You look here, Cisco. Malapi Hastings been with me.
What is the favorite weapon of riverboat gamblers, Senor Carl?
All right. So it's a derringer. But that don't mean...
Young
that...
Senor Jesse was killed by a derringer. Does it not seem strange that an old trail hand like Malapi allows his chuck wagon to be packed so poorly?
Well, it could have been an accident.
Perhaps... Perhaps not. Anyway, I think it will pay to have a talk with Malapi Hastings. As soon as I pick up Pancho, I'll ride to the chuck wagon. Up there, come.
And as soon as Red came back to the cabby, I asked him what all the palaver with Cisco was about. And that's how I found out, Malapi.
That's a lot of ghosts since Cisco will be ambling around to ask me some questions, Barney.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
That's why I skirted clear of the flank and swing riders and came to warn you. Yeah, lucky Cisco insists on having the Remuda to the side of the main herd instead of in front of it.
Yeah, you never would have seen Red talking to him.
Hey, a couple of riders hightailing over this way here.
Yeah, coming from the main herd. Wait. It's Cisco and Pancho, all right. Hey, Barney, climb aboard the wagon. Hurry.
Come on. There. Now, Cisco asks, I'll tell him we were talking about watering the stock.
I don't think he saw you. Tarp over the wagon screens you from him. Come on, climbing back among the bedrolls.
Hey, what about my horse?
Loop the reins around the brake. Now, come on, get back under the tarp.
What are you going to do?
Use the gun on my boot when I get the chance. You take care of Pancho.
I'll get him.
We'll have a walk. Oh,
howdy, Cisco. Pancho.
Where's the rider from that caballo, Senor Malapi?
That mounts for me, Pancho. I got him from Barney this morning, so as I could leave the rig to scout for water.
You've made this drive often enough to know the cook never leaves the chuck wagon alone.
With everything that's happened, it's a wonder a buddy don't forget his name.
You seem to have forgotten many things, Senor Malapi.
What do you mean by that?
I think you know what I mean. Maybe it will refresh your memory when I tell you Senor Carr remembered you were the only one to notice the bullet wound in young Jesse's back.
What's that supposed to mean?
By itself, nothing. Added to a number of other facts, it could mean you own a derringer. Stop the wagon.
What for?
I'm going to search you and your belongings. Pull up the team.
You're asking for a derringer? Well, you can have it. Both barrels.
Cisco, he got a gun hit in his boot.
Not so fast, Maverick.
Bueno, Cisco, you jump on the wagon and get him.
Kill you.
Cisco, the team, they run away. Monster, try to stop
it. I will take that gun, Coyote. I have to twist your hand off.
Barney. Get Cisco. Get him down.
Another gun.
Out my hand. Cisco shot the gun from my hand.
With your fist. Come on, help me. Use that sledgehammer, Barney.
Now a chance, Bucker. Because I intend to use my fists on you. You like a sledgehammer.
Help! Help! The bomb out of the water!
You ain't done with me yet, Cisco.
Your killing day's not over, Malapai. Do not make me have to use my fists on you.
Just try it. The cook gets a lot of experience with a meat cleaver.
Put it down, old man. I'm warning you.
Yeah, I'll put it down all right into your skull.
Not while I can block it with the barrel of my six-gun. And all right to the jaw.
Hey, yeah. Two.
There. Wait up, Pancho. Wait up. You did a good job of stopping the team.
Oh, you do a better job of stopping those two killers, Cisco.
Malapai will be out for some time yet. We'll have to swing around and pick up Barney.
You knock him out of the wagon, huh? In spite of that little derringer.
Say, that little death gun will be the cause of both of them spending the rest of their lives in jail.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, Senor Carl, he's surprised to learn that Coyote Malapai is a killer.
Well, it was more of a surprise to Senor Carl to learn that Malapai still had a document which would permit him to inherit the Circle D.
Si. And we not never find that out if that other Coyote Barney, he not open his big mouth.
He tried to save himself from prison by talking, but it did him no good.
Yeah, that is true. See, you notice that Coyote Barney scratching all the time he in the law court?
See, I noticed it. He had the hives.
He have the hives?
See, that is the name which doctors give to a nervous condition which causes little eruptions on the skin.
Oh, well, what that?
Little bumps that itch.
Pancho think Pancho know what to do for that.
You do? What is the best thing for hives?
Bees.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Oh.
Abbiamo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. You'll never know how good breakfast can be till you try crisp golden slices of toasted butternut bread with your morning meal. You've never tasted a bread that makes finer toast, evenly toasted all the way through. And oh yes, remember, a good breakfast means a good morning. And a good breakfast, a nourishing breakfast, should always include several slices of butternut toast. Try toast and honey, toast and jam, or say, try French toast with an orange flavor. Or even if you serve butternut toast just plain with butter or margarine, you'll like it. Butternut's always a favorite. And it's good for you, too. Vitamin and mineral enriched to the highest government standards. So next time you buy bread, don't just say bread. Say...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Say good butternut bread, please. The only loaf you'll see in your grocery store in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. No other like it for freshness or flavor. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.